Welcome to the FF Faceoff, where fantasy football is debated. Here are your hosts from the East Coast, who've never heard a bet they didn't like, Michael Vaughn and Anthony Servino.
All right. Welcome back, folks, to the FF Faceoff. This is a podcast proudly brought to you by Fantasy Football King.
Behold the king of kings.
Where I'm just hoping Anthony doesn't drop that fool today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the best in the world.
That fool being me, of course. We'll get to that in a moment. Anthony's not really going to drop me, though. Right, Anthony?
No, nope, of course you, not.
There you go. All right. Well, this is the FF Faceoff. This is a fantasy football podcast that is coming at you four times a week in the hopes, in the likelihood, in the we're super determined to bring you a fantasy football championship. So thank you for joining us. My name is Michael Hoff. You can follow me on Twitter at the FF Realist. My partner in crime is Anthony Servino. I guess we're both some of the best fantasy rankers in all land.
We are.
His name is Anthony Servino, and he can be followed at the Real NFL Guru. Anthony, man, how's about you?
Mike, I'm doing fantastic, and I'm really happy. We mentioned on the show a few times we have merchandise now, and I'm wearing one of the shirts. My favorite shirt over at ViridianGlobal.com at the FF Faceoff Collection. It's the NFL football, the old pigskin, with both of our names on it instead of Roger Goodell.
And so really, even that would probably make some people happy.
You know, this is great quality stuff. If you like RotoWear gear, as I do, this is the same type of quality. It's pre-shrunk, so it's a little bit more fitted. I also got a hoodie, which I'll wear on our next show, that fits absolutely perfect. It's nice and heavy with the winter coming up. So go to ViridianGlobal.com and check out our collection. Go on Twitter at Viridian Global and check us out.
That's it. Sport your FF Faceoff stuff. Take it's a picture. Really, I like put it on social media. Yeah, no, it looks sharp. Looks good. I like it. I'll have to get the, I don't know, it's taking me so long. I have to hurry up and get on that, so don't mind me. But Anthony, listen, on today's show, we are going to get into some fantasy football waiver wire talk for week six coming up. Believe it or not, it's already coming up to week six. So we're going to get to that in just a moment. Anthony, I do want to give a shout out to our friends, but I want to also just mention today, I told you guys I would be drinking some Tavor beer soon, getting that shipment. It has arrived today. I am drinking Moselle, it's Allagash Moselle farmhouse style lager, and it is delicious. It is a crisp golden lager with a hint of tropical session aroma. A Belgian inspired take on a classic refreshment. 6.0 on the alcohol content, in case you're interested. And my wife is currently enjoying from the Indeed Brewing Company, Anthony. This is a random one, a pistachio cream ale. So there you go. That one is 5.5 on the alcohol content. But you're asking yourself, Mike, where can I get all these fancy beers? Well, you download Tavor. The app is T-A-V-O-U-R. You download that app. You can go to their app store there. They update the beers about 2-3 times a day. You can fill up your own box of beer and have it shipped to your home. All different kinds of beers. Gives you the description. Gives you even a way better description than I can give you. Fantastic stuff. Tells you where the beers come from, alcohol content, what's in it, yada, yada, yada. All the great stuff there is at Tavor. Anthony just mentioned to me, man, I used to always think that there was always just Miller Lite and Coors Lite. And no, sir. Nope. And it's all at Tavor. T-A-V-O-U-R. And listen, when you place that first order, enter the promo code FACEOFF. And when you spend $25 or more, you will get a $10 credit. And Anthony, what do I always tell the fine people at home?
If you order once, you're definitely going to order again. And of course, if you're a non-drinker like me, be the enabler. Go send a box of Tavor to your friend, your companion, or whatever else you have going on in your personal life. That's really none of my business. Send him a box of beer.
And also, I would like to also remind Anthony that that offer is extended to podcast co-hosts. So if Anthony wants to order me a box of beer, he could do that. He wouldn't know what the hell to order me anyway. He wouldn't know what's going on.
I'll get you a variety pack. I'm sure there's a variety pack, right?
No, you make your own pack. That's the point. That's the beauty of
it. I'm done. I go to a liquor store, I'm lost.
Well, so that's the whole beauty of Tavor. You're not getting just one little jumbled set. You're picking what you want. So it's great stuff. So definitely check them out again. Tavor, T-A-V-O-U-R. So there you go. Anthony, do we have any? We don't have any questions, do we yet?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Pretty dry.
Well, there you go. Well, listen, if you guys do have any questions, maybe you're listening to this podcast and you say, hey, I got a question. Well, jump into our live chats when we record. We record on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Sometime between the 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. hour, we show up whenever we feel like, but it's in that time frame. So join us on YouTube, on Periscope, on Twitch. And when you're there, make sure you like, subscribe, do all the right things. Give us a thumbs up, hit the alert icons. And yeah, you can ask your questions. So, but Anthony, we might as well get into the waiver wire, but really quick, do you have any reaction as we finally get into some football here? Any reactions to Monday Night Football last night? What's one takeaway you would have?
Justin Herbert is the real deal, Mike. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people thought he was going to be a bust coming out of Oregon. And right now, you can make the case that he's better than Joe Burrow. And I know that that's blasphemy. But Justin Herbert, I mean, you can make the, they have similar weapons, right? The Chargers, they don't have the greatest offensive line either. And Justin Herbert is making plays and he's making these tremendous throws. Mike Williams had a big game. Keenan Allen caught a touchdown, was a little bit banged up, but yet you have to give it up for Justin Herbert, right? All of these games that he's playing, there are one-score deficits that he's losing. If the Chargers can get it together, I really do think they have their next quarterback for the next 10-plus years.
Yeah, and Justin Herbert, I mean, right now, we'll see what Josh Allen and Ryan Tannehill have to say about that. They play tonight on a very random Tuesday Night Football. But yeah, so Justin Herbert right now is the third best quarterback on the week. And on the season, he's the 16th best quarterback. So, listen, I have ownership of Justin Herbert, or I have him rostered is probably the better word nowadays. I have him rostered in my home league. Just lost Dak Prescott, and I'm feeling okay. I mean, it sucks to lose Dak, but you know what? Maybe I'm going to be all right. So there you go. What's that?
Well, what about
what do you got?
We had our little discussion, Tre'Quan Smith versus Emmanuel Sanders last night, and primetime Manny, Monday night Manny, steps up again.
Manny Mania.
Big time game out of Emmanuel Sanders.
Celebrate. Yeah, and that's Anthony celebrating with some party favors, in case you don't know. Brought them specifically for today.
No, actually, I found it looking for Halloween decorations, and it kind of fell on my head. I'm like, oh, I can use this.
There you go. Always thinking. and that's where the reference goes to dropping that fool, because somebody recommended to Anthony that he drop that fool being me, because I had said to start Tre'Quan Smith. So
yeah, I'm going to drop the third most accurate ranker in the ECR. Real smart.
Well, listen, to that person's defense, we hashed it out. I apologize for the poor recommendation. He said no worries. So it's all water under the bridge. I'm just having fun. Being a fool. There you go.
We have a couple of questions before we get into the show. At the top, we have Kelly's Talks on YouTube. Trade, this is 10-team PPR. Do we trade A.J. Brown and I'm assuming D.J. Moore for Calvin Ridley? Ooh. In a 10-team league, it doesn't sting as bad.
No, it doesn't sting as bad. But, I mean, we've barely seen A.J. Brown. And A.J. Brown in week one, he didn't look good. And then he missed a couple of games. Then COVID happened. Well, you know, then the COVIDiots happened. But So, I mean, we really haven't gotten to see AJ Brown, who's a player. Anthony, he was high on people's draft boards. I don't know if I make that deal right away. Depending, listen, this depends on the rest of your roster construction, your record right now. Anthony, I don't know if I do that.
Here's what I would do. I would wait until tonight because AJ Brown returns and Tre'Davious White, the all-world cornerback from the Buffalo Bills, he is an active along with Zach Moss and John Brown. So AJ Brown, he could realistically put up 102 touchdowns tonight. Then you sell him 100 yards and two touchdowns, but no Tre'Davious White, Mike.
No. I thought you said 102 touchdowns.
No, 100 yards and two touchdowns.
Okay.
No Tre'Davious White. Then you sell A.J. Brown. Wait until this game is played tonight. Because I guarantee you'll ask for more than Calvin Ridley back for those two players. But you're selling high on D.J. Moore. And we didn't get into this too much yesterday about D.J. Moore. He only had like five targets. Made the most of them. But when Robbie Anderson is getting you double-digit targets a game, it is clear that DJ Moore is the number two in this offense, despite draft capital.
Yeah, he's just he is the number two in this offense, and he's not going to come anywhere near. I mean, we discussed this last week with DJ Moore, not going to come anywhere near his target share that he had last season, not even close. So
we have Caleb Ashley on YouTube for a standard league. I give DJ Moore, DJ Moore request. DJ Moore and Damian Harris, and he would get Tyler Boyd and Le'Veon Bell. I'm making this move.
I'm making this move, too. I am.
Le'Veon Bell could be.
Go ahead, Anthony.
Could be on his way out of New York. I believe he has $6 million remaining on his contract for this year. And maybe a team doesn't do it right now, but there's a November 3rd, I believe, is a trade deadline. Between now and then, if there's another catastrophic injury to a running back, and there will be, to a contender, they're going to make the call and bring in Le'Veon Bell.
And I know this trade didn't happen when the rumor was going around that the Jets were kicking the tires in the trade then, but a lot's changed since that time. Le'Veon Bell's stock, whether it's due to being aligned with Adam Gase or not, his stock has gone down, and that will only help his chances, I feel like, of getting traded. So I think he does get traded. I don't know where he goes. Anthony, really quick, depending on where Le'Veon Bell ends up, is your interest a lot higher than it would be today with him being a member of the Jets?
I'm going to take Le'Veon Bell as a player. We know what his floor is in New York. Or at least we think we know what the floor is compared to last year. And if he gets moved, his stock is going to be on the rise. So, yeah, I like Le'Veon Bell, and I like that I have him on a lot of my rosters just lingering.
So we would do that trade. We would go ahead and get ourselves some Tyler Boyd and some Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, I would take the upside in that deal.
There you go.
A couple of more questions. Yeah, we do. We have a follow-up from... because you asked about the team from Kelly's talks, and the team, and this is the 10-team, league. Watson, Moore, Chark, A-Rob, Woods, A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook, Madison Hunt, Miles Sanders, Mixon, Andrews.
Jeez.
So he'd move DJ team. Moore and AJ Brown for Calvin Ridley. I think you can make the move, but I would wait until tonight because you might be able to get a little bit more if AJ goes off.
Yeah. See, and this is why we ask these questions, because I feel better about the trade now. But I'm going to go with Anthony. I'm going to say that while I do feel a lot better about making the deal, I would say to wait it out tonight.
We have Connor Bateman on YouTube. He had Dak. Should I try to add Andy Dalton? He also has Gardner Minshew, but Fitzmagic is there on waivers. So it's basically, would you rather have Andy Dalton than Gardner or Fitz? Or neither?
I think over the course of the entire season, I would rather have Dalton over Fitzpatrick. There's not a scenario in which Minshew is the odd man out for me. I think I'd rather have Dalton than Fitzpatrick, but I think Fitzpatrick gives you the potential of those obvious boom games, much like we saw this past weekend at the unfortunate dismay of my 49ers. But, yeah, I think I'd go with Dalton for the rest of the season. What says you, Anthony? You're the Cowboys guy.
I like the way Gardner and Ryan Fitzpatrick, I like the way that they're playing, and I do like what they give you. But as far as consistency, I do think you will get more consistent performances out of Andy Dalton, where the other two are matchup plays. So, yeah, you can add Andy Dalton.
And really quick, I know we probably got some... So we have more questions to get to.
We do.
I just thought that would be a good way for us to segue into quarterbacks with the waiver wire. But if you want to get into more questions,
let's we have BRX Brixen on YouTube. T.Y. Hilton and James Robinson for Keenan Allen and Kenyon Drake. Is that a good trade?
No. He's getting Kenyon Drake back?
He would be getting Allen and Drake.
No.
Really, no, what we're looking at here, we are downgrading running back and upgrading receiver.
Yeah, but we're downgrading running back pretty hard because Kenyon Drake is giving you...
Nada.
He's not even giving you close to what he gave you last year when he joined. You remember when he joined the Cardinals and it was that couple days before Halloween and he torched my 49ers on Halloween night, Thursday Night Football? Come a long way since then, and a long way the wrong way. So I would not make that move.
We have another one from Brixen. Dalvin Cook and Michael Thomas for Tyreek Hill and Alvin Kamara.
I mean, I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll make that move.
I'll take that.
Getting Kamara and Tyreek, I will make that move.
Michael Thomas had a high ankle sprain. Now he's punching his teammates, so who knows what the hell's going on there. So, yeah, I think I'd make that deal.
We have Julia, non-PPR, with Dalvin Cook out, Madison over under 19.5 points versus Atlanta.
Over under?
I'm going to go under. I'm going to go under even in PPR. I'm not going to aggressively rank Alexander Madison. I do think they might give some touches to Mike Boone, whether anybody wants to hear it or not.
I'm sorry. What was the over under?
19.5.
19.5. Let me see. Yeah, I think I'd take the under too, but I think that's going to be close. I think that's a good number to put out there, unless that's exactly what Vegas gave you. But I'd say under. So, I mean... Falcons right now are allowing. Where are the Falcons here?
They're not bad against them running back, right?
I was gonna say they're not allowing a ton. Allow my eyes to find out where the hell they are, though. They're allowing 13.3 points per game, which is still kind of top 10-ish. But I think I'd go under.
Kelly's talks is back. Ridley.
And I do think there's something to what you were saying, Anthony, about Boone.
Ridley, Galladay, Thielen, or DK Metcalf rest of the season?
Ridley, Galladay, Thielen, or DK Metcalf?
Yep.
It was those guys?
Rest of the season. Which one?
DK.
I'll go Ridley slightly over DK Metcalf. I'm going to put Ridley up there by a hair, but I would rank it Ridley, DK, Galladay, Thielen. And that's in PPR.
Yeah, DK Metcalf right now in PPR leagues. I mean, by the way, I mean, he's giving us one hell of a group here because Thielen, by the way, is number two in PPR formats right now. Calvin Ridley's three and DK's four. So
as the questions keep coming,
but yeah,
Sam Crawford.
Yeah.
Diggs or Woods in PPR, he can only start one because of A.J. Brown playing Houston. I'm guessing this is for next week.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Well, Anthony, what says you?
Well, first of all, I'm going to pull up the upcoming schedule. And we have Buffalo, KC. And then we have the Rams and your 49ers. I think the safer play,
Robert Woods.
I'm going to play it safe and go Robert Woods. I do think you have a shot at a high ceiling with Stephon Diggs. And I know that the Kansas City Chiefs, they gave up two big-time plays to Henry Ruggs. But going into that game, they were one of the best secondaries in the league and containing fantasy wide receivers. So I'm going to play it safe and go Robert Woods, who's going to give you a mix of floor and ceiling, where Stephon Diggs, he's either going to give you 2 or 22.
Yes, agreed. And that 49ers secondary is absolutely beat up. We talked about it yesterday with Brian Allen getting, you know, victimized by Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, I don't think we can I don't think Richard Sherman's coming this week, so I would fire up your Robert Woods.
We have Ryan G on YouTube. Right. He needs a waiver suggestion, which is good because this is supposed to be a waiver wire show.
Yeah,
for wide receiver and half point PPR, Sammy Watkins is down. We go Mecole Hardman. Do we go Jerry Rice 2.0, Chase Claypool? And if you listen, you can tell that is all sarcasm. Yes, Brandon Cooks or N'Keal Harry?
Cheap. I think you do, as much as we're knocking it.
Claypool.
Yeah, you'd go Claypool.
Deontay Johnson could miss this week. They are going to limit him in practice all week, which doesn't help projecting his playing status. And even if he does play, I thought I saw something saying that they were going to ease him in and out. Well, so we could have another week of Chase Claypool.
And the reason why we mock Chase Claypool is just because now it's
because fantasy Twitter is absurd.
Chase Claypool right now, according to fantasy Twitter, is probably the equivalent of when the Beatles came to America. That's where we're at right now. So if we have another good week, then I don't even know what's going to happen.
If there was a 50-50 or 49-51% dynasty trade between Michael Gallup with 3 years of a resume versus Chase Claypool, who's given us three games. And it was almost 50-50. Which suggested, we don't even know who the quarterback is in Pittsburgh next year.
Yeah. Well, all right. There you go. More questions?
John Johnson on Twitch. Oh, right. He lost Dak.
Is that his first name or his last name, though?
All three. He has Burrow on the bench. Should he try and get Minshew or Fitz? Yeah, absolutely. And I would probably go Fitzpatrick.
I would probably go that way as well. And I'm also going to go get myself another beer because this Tavor beer is so damn delicious. So I'll be right back, Anthony, as you ask the next question.
Well, Ryan, he's asking if he doesn't get Chase Claypool, who was our second and third option on waivers. So I'm going to go up and I'm going to look at those player choices again. And we have Hardman, Cooks, and N'Keal Harry. I would probably put Mecole Hardman and Cooks.
Yeah, I was gonna give Cooks an honorable mention, but I would say Mecole over. Because I mean, again, to your point, this is all stemming from the Sammy Watkins injury, which I think will benefit Mecole Hardman. So there you go. And now I'm gonna go get my beer.
We have Sam back. Another week six question: Jonnu Smith or Mike Gesicki this week? Let's check out the matchups. We have Houston and Tennessee for Jonnu. And as I look for Miami gets the New York Jets. Wow. This could be one of those situations where I might want to try to sneak both of these tight ends in a lineup. But I would probably lean...
Which tight ends is that?
Sam Crawford is asking for week six. Jonnu Smith or Mike Gesicki? Gesicki gets the Jets. Jonnu Smith gets Houston.
Okay, yeah.
I would try to sneak both
in. Jonnu Smith, or what was the other option?
Mike Gesicki.
Yeah.
And Gesicki gets the Jets.
I think you could sneak both guys in, absolutely.
But if we had to pick one, because there's a chance that maybe he has a good option for the flex, if we had to pick one, I am probably going to lean Jonnu Smith.
I would lean Janu, and I get that people would want to lean towards Gesicki given the matchup and everything, but I'm going to go Janu.
Same here.
There you go.
All right. Well, as we're caught up on the questions, Mike, let's get into some waiver wire ads. Who is your top guy?
Yeah, so
are you? Are you? You're the host. You get to host him.
It's your damn show too. You're allowed to talk. I was going to kind of bring it up by position. I obviously, listen, while we're mocking it, the whole, you know, Chase Claypool mania, he is clearly the top waiver wire ad. Even if, I mean, Anthony, I think our point is that, you know, what you alluded to yesterday was that if guys come back, well, when guys come back from Pittsburgh, that might limit the impact Chase Claypool has on this roster. Currently rostered in 20% of leagues. So, but I think we're all taking a stab at that. Mike Williams is another guy who, by the way, because he's only rostered, this is according to CBS leagues, he's only rostered about 33% of leagues, Anthony, but he's coming up on a bye week. So while everybody else is clamoring for the Chase Claypool, you might be able to sneak a little Mike Williams in there. Any thoughts on that?
I like both. But if we're talking about the top waiver wire ad, you know I'm going to go to the running back position. Yeah. And with Dalvin Cook, he's going to miss this week, or he's expected to miss this week. Mm-hmm. I like Alexander Mattison. Yeah. And really, what I would do, Justin Jackson. I'm all in on Justin Jackson, and his production last night is why. He led the team in touches and in total yards. Neither Jackson or Kelly found the end zone, but it is clear who is going to fill the Austin Eckler role for the Chargers.
And that's another one, again, much like Williams, he might fall by the wayside in some of those waiver wire ads because, again, the Chargers have a bye this week. So might be an out-of-sight, out-of-mind sort of scenario. Anthony, if I can mention another running back, which I'm surprised you didn't, I think it might be time for me to start paying attention to J.D. McKissic.
My guy.
Your guy. That's why I said I'm surprised you didn't bring him up. very good. Okay. while I think Antonio Gibson is still going to end up being the top running back for fantasy on this team, I mean, he is ahead of J.D. McKissic by about 30 points. That being said, McKissic is still having an impact in this game in PPR formats. So PPR formats is where I would be looking to add him. Again, he has no touchdowns on the year, but 25 targets, which is more than Antonio Gibson has. And McKissic has as many receptions as Gibson does targets. So, Anthony, now's your chance. Toot your horn about J.D. McKissic.
McKissic. And I said this in the offseason. They prioritized his signing over Peyton Barber, which is why I believed he was always going to make this team and he was always going to have a role. He, you know, think about the Theo Riddick in his heyday, Devontae Booker, who had himself a nice little game against Kansas City. These satellite backs, these pure third down backs, they have a role in the NFL. Maybe they're not big-time fantasy relevant, but in PPR leagues, if you need a spot start that you know you're going to get four receptions and 30 yards, maybe they'll sneak in a touchdown, because you're not going to get a bust week out of these guys. You're not going to get a big-time week, but they're just a quality plug-and-play if you're in a jam.
Solid. Very, very solid. Anthony, I want to jump over to quarterback really quick.
Before we do that, Justin Jackson, 20 touches, 94 yards versus Joshua Kelly, 12 touches for 38.
Yeah. I do think, for what it's worth, though, I do think that that's going to be a
game flow.
A bit of a seesaw. I think we're going to get a week at some point where Kelly's going to outplay Jackson, and then we're all going to say, oh, okay, never mind. Pivot, you know, friend style. It's time to pivot again. Now we're going to go back to Kelly, and then Justin Jackson's going to have a good game. And by the time we think we have it all figured out, Austin Eckler will be back. But I still think, though, with that being said, I do think Justin Jackson is most certainly worth an ad. For sure. For sure. Do we have any questions?
No.
All right. There you go. Now the quarterbacks. I want to get into quarterbacks a little bit, Anthony. Ryan Fitzpatrick has to be the top ad, one would imagine. I know we said we like Dalton for season long, but I'm looking at this matchup here this week. And while Dalton against the Cardinals is not a bad matchup, Fitzpatrick's got the Jets, man. So, I mean, if you're somebody who just lost Dak, see now, Anthony, that's okay. Actually, this is a great question, Anthony. You agreed with me, right, that we would go for Dalton season long?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But this week in particular, you like Fitzpatrick's matchup more than Dalton, correct?
Absolutely. Against the New York Jets. Oh yeah.
So do you feel compelled enough by the matchup to take Fitzpatrick instead of Dalton? Or are cooler heads gonna prevail and you'll get better season long numbers, or consistent, I should say, out of Dalton? And then take Dalton instead.
Here's where I am on Andy Dalton. And I've had a couple of questions come in on my Twitter DM about, I had Dak, who do I pick up? And I would immediately say Andy Dalton. And the reaction is like, I don't want Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton's terrible. People forget how productive and effective Andy Dalton was in the first 5 years of his career. Things got stale. The coaches got stale. You know, Mike Brown, the owner in Cincinnati, stopped bringing in the talent. I think Andy Dalton is a lot better than what people give him credit for. And this could be one of those weeks where you roll with Ryan Fitzpatrick and maybe you get lucky and Andy Dalton is still on waivers next week. And then you go pick up Andy Dalton. But if we're talking about pure week six matchup, I like Ryan Fitzpatrick.
All right.
Like, do you think it's a guarantee that everybody's rushing in to go pick up Andy Dalton with his reputation?
I don't necessarily think so, but I do think that I'm only asking that question because I feel like there's an opportunity where you might miss out, Like, if you decide, you know what, I'll take Fitzpatrick this week because I think this matchup is sexy. Next week I'll come back, then I'll get Dalton. Somebody might swoop in and take Dalton. That's all I'm saying. I mean, because if you're not picking up Fitzpatrick this week, and if you need a quarterback, say you are the Dak Prescott owner, and who are you going with? I mean, we got Dalton. There's Kirk Cousins, rostered in about 47% of leagues. Derek Carr. Dalton's not a bad name. And Dalton has great weapons. So while I don't think people are going to be running to get him like Chase Claypool, I do think there's an opportunity for him to get scooped up this week.
Next couple of games for Dallas, we've got the Cardinals, Washington, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Minnesota, Washington. Of that group, there's one matchup I'm afraid of, and that's the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's about it.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, he gets Miami, Los Angeles Rams, Arizona, the Chargers, the Broncos, and the Jets. Very similar matchup.
Yeah, they're not bad. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. Maybe this changes the opinion. Oh, shit. We might just go. That's a problem for ourselves.
I think it's a coin flip. It's a coin flip.
All right. Fine. I got a coin right here. Heads says Dalton, tails says Fitzpatrick. Ready?
Okay.
Heads.
Okay. Who was heads Dalton again?
Dalton.
Okay.
Come on. Heads is whoever you want it to be. That's who it is. Do we have any more questions or no?
Yeah, Scipio.
What up, Scipio?
He's rostering Big Ben and Matthew Stafford on a short bench. Am I overvaluing them individually to begin with, therefore compounding with both at once? Basically, am I a QB streamer this year? Yes.
Yeah, I would also say, though, I do think better and more consistent days are ahead for Matthew Stafford. But yeah, I think you're streaming.
I think you should be getting rid of one of those two quarterbacks, because I'm sure if you look at your quarterback waivers, you're gonna have Andy Dalton, Ryan Fitzpatrick. You're gonna have like five or six guys that you can just play the matchup. If it's a short bench, you are handicapping yourself carrying two quarterbacks.
Ben Roethlisberger has put both of them have played in four games so far. Ben Roethlisberger is 19th in quarterback scoring. Stafford is 21st. So you can go ahead and get a Ryan Fitzpatrick, who we continuously mention on this show, and he's 7th in the scoring.
Another one from Scipio. Yeah, where do we think Le'Veon Bell is going to go if he's moved? And we talked about this at the top. There's a good chance there's going to be no takers on Le'Veon Bell until there's a catastrophic injury, and not just to any running back. It has to be to a contender.
I mean, it doesn't have to be to a contender. They may want to just move him bad enough to move him.
What, for peanut?
I mean, let me see this.
And why I say to a contender, because who else is going to shell out that $6 million, I believe, guaranteed money?
Okay, hear me out here, okay? Before you shut me down right away or Twitter shuts me down right away, I'm going to get suspended by Twitter for this. But what about the Buccaneers? They've got Fournette. He's injured. He doesn't look to be the answer. You said so yesterday that even if he's good to go, Ronald Jones is playing better. But Ronald Jones is also one mistake away from being in trouble. I mean, is that the worst idea in the world, maybe, for him to go to Tampa Bay?
I don't hate the theory.
Is that the craziest notion? Or maybe. Yeah. That's what I would initially go with here.
But no, really, I mean, so we're talking about Ronald Jones, Leonard Fournette. It's too crowded.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's too crowded, but what is it too crowded with? Not too crowded with talent, or talent enough that's going to lead a club.
It would have to take a lot.
But the Jets aren't trading with the Patriots.
It would have to take a lot for that to happen.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, just looking at it really quick and just looking to give an answer to a question that we've been asked on this show, I'm going to go with the Buccaneers. I'm going to say that the Buccaneers might still be open to adding another running back. I mean, they had a lot of running backs, and then they added Leonard Fournette.
Well, I mean, Miami, but they're not going to trade in division. Like, what if the Miami Dolphins, and I talked about them yesterday as a potential wild card team.
Yeah.
What if something happens in that backfield to Myles Gaskin? It doesn't look like Breed is it. Jordan Howard's a goal line plotter at this point in his career. If they're close, do they make a call?
Too, the other day. He was a healthy scratch the other day, by the way.
Right. Do they pick up a phone?
Yeah, but again, in division, you're right. Nice spot for him, but in division, no, not happening. I'm gonna stick with the Buccaneers.
You know who I'm gonna go with, Mike?
Let me hear it.
The likeliest landing spot for me is Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
It would be the best fit for Le'Veon Bell. And here, Scipio, great point, Chicago.
Yeah, I thought about Chicago as well. Chicago is definitely a spot where he can land. And, yeah, he'd probably be used better. That's for sure. Anywhere else he goes, he's going to be used better. Even if he enters a backfield with more talented backs, he's going to be used better than he was by that dopey Adam Gase.
Sean Goglin on YouTube, he's 1-4 in a 10-team league. He is upset that Tom Brady has been inconsistent. Do I keep playing Tom Brady and hope for more consistency? Or do I put a waiver claim in for Andy Dalton, Jared Goff, Matt Ryan, Ryan Tannehill, Gardner Minshew, Kirk Cousins?
So a lot of guys you could throw a waiver in for. But, Anthony, I'm actually going to let you answer this first because you are the Tom Brady supporter.
I believe Tampa, do they have their bye this week? I do think they have their bye, right?
Week six, no. No. Wow. Week six, no. They're going up against the Packers at 4:25. which will likely be the game of the week. It's where you'll likely hear Aikman and Buck.
I think Brady is going to be fine once Chris Godwin comes back. But last week in Chicago, bad matchup, and it just didn't work out for Brady. The week before that against the Chargers, a game that I thought he was going to struggle in with no Chris Godwin and no Leonard Fournette, he lit him up. I think you can continue with Tom Brady, but maybe play the matchups a little bit wiser. There's enough on that waiver wire in a 10-team league that those names you rattled off, I mean, you can definitely stream.
I mean, we told you on this show, we said that Tom Brady was not going to be a top 12 quarterback in week 5. And as of now, again, there's one more game to be played, but Tom Brady currently is 16th on the week. We said he'd be outside the top 12. So I would also say, listen, maybe don't drop Brady necessarily, but if you have the roster space, if you have that ability to add a second quarterback, maybe do that. And then play Brady when you feel like you can, and otherwise pivot.
You know, Julia brought up Brady versus Rodgers, and let me tell you something. I am salivating over that matchup. My two favorite quarterbacks in the league. You know, I'm an old school guy. I'm an old school guy. I absolutely love it. I don't know. You know, I don't know who I'm gonna root for. You know, this is one of those times where
I don't know who you're gonna root for.
You sit back and just hope for a good football game, because it's gonna be something special with two Hall of Fame quarterbacks going at it.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, just to go back, Anthony, you initially thought the Buccaneers might have been on bye. Just to let the listeners know, teams on bye this week until COVID outbreaks happen. The Seattle Seahawks, Los Angeles Chargers, New Orleans Saints, and the Las Vegas Raiders. Those are your teams on bye. There you go.
Let's get back into this. Anthony,
that's what I was going to ask you. No, I was going to ask you if we have more questions or if we can get back into the waivers.
Let's get back into waivers. Travis Fulgham.
Yeah.
Back-to-back games with a touchdown. He had over 100 yards receiving last week. I think you got to buy him.
I think you do too, given the injuries, given what's going on there.
I just feel like Carson Wentz trusts him.
Yeah, and Wentz is too good of a quarterback to not find somebody to make fantasy relevant. He's too good of a quarterback. He really is. Again, Eagles aren't winning that division, but yeah.
You know, another wide receiver, and I can't believe he's only rostered in 44% of leagues, which means people gave up on him way too early because of the injury. Henry Ruggs, Mike. Only two catches, but goes over 100 yards, finds the end zone. You're not going to get a lot of receptions out of Henry Ruggs, but you're going to get a lot of big plays. Even back in week one, before the injury, he had two big-time plays, and then he got hurt.
Yeah. No, listen, you know how I feel about Ruggs. I've been talking about Ruggs. I think I talked about him on the last show, as a matter of fact. We did, actually, because you said some very intelligent things about Henry Ruggs and probably the Raiders' thought process when drafting the rookie. But, yeah, I'm all in, man. So if you can get Henry Ruggs, absolutely. I think I recommended yesterday to try and trade for him if you could. So there you go. Anthony, one thing that makes me smile for all the people all summer long that tried to shove Tyler Higbee down my throat, Gerald Everett is a waiver wire candidate, and that just makes me smile. I don't think I pick him up, though, because I think that Gerald Everett, I said in a tweet this summer, and I think it fits perfect still today, Gerald Everett is like Jaws, and Tyler Higbee is like the little boy on the raft. He's having a good time. He's pedaling through the water. All's good. Mom's relaxing, reading a book on the beach, drinking a mimosa, not minding anything. And all of a sudden, Gerald Everett, out of nowhere, 2 weeks later, just going to come out of nowhere. Woof. But then he'll go away for a while. That's Gerald Everett.
I like the sound effect.
Thank you.
The woof.
So, woof. So there you go. So you don't pick up Gerald Everett. You just admire the fact that Tyler Higbee supporters are nowhere to be found right now. They're in witness protection. Any tight end that you like, Anthony, as long as I'm mouthing off here.
Jimmy Graham.
There you go. But I do want to get the one other guy that you mentioned, but you can talk about Jimmy Graham, though, really quick.
You know, Jimmy Graham, and I said this last week, must be added in all formats. And I know the hot ad is Robert Tonyan coming off the bye. You got to add him. But Jimmy Graham, I believe this Bears offense, and I told this story on last week's show about, you know, Matt Nagy in Kansas City had Kelce. And then his first year in Chicago when they made that playoff run, Trey Burton was healthy and he's versatile. He can do a lot of things, line up all over the field. Last year, no Trey Burton, no nobody, because everybody was banged up, which is why they had 13 million tight ends on their roster all offseason. In comes Jimmy Graham. Well, why'd they pay Jimmy Graham all that guaranteed money and no trade clause? We are seeing it. Jimmy Graham is being used properly. Matt Nagy is exploiting matchups with Jimmy Graham. He looks like a rejuvenated player. And outside of Allen Robinson, no more Tarik Cohen. Jimmy Graham is the number two pass-catching option in Chicago.
Welcome to 2020. You did mention Trey Burton to me a couple times.
Do you
have any kind of words about Trey Burton today? Because, I mean, and that's a guy, after your waiver's clear, you might be able to just waltz in and just pick him up and walk away. But, Anthony, do you have anything nice to say about Trey Burton?
I'm just looking up. I'm looking at Jimmy Graham one more time here. Looking at target share. He's had five targets in four games this year. He's also scored in three different games. So there's Jimmy Graham. And also back-to-back, you know, three straight games with at least five targets. And he had 10 back in week three against Atlanta.
Okay.
This week, Jimmy Graham, tough matchup against Carolina, then the Rams, then New Orleans. But again, Chicago uses him. They use him properly. You got to get Jimmy Graham on your rosters. You mentioned Trey Burton. Trey Burton was activated from the injured reserve list 2 weeks ago on a Saturday, immediately played and made an impact on that Sunday. Now, Mo Alie-Cox was the guy to score, but Jimmy Graham now 2 weeks in a row led the Colts in routes run, tight end snaps, receptions, and yards. Mo Alie-Cox completely blank last week. Jack Doyle, I don't even know if he's still on a roster. He is, but I'm being facetious with that. Trey Burton's the guy. He's a tight end to own right now in Indianapolis. Now, I don't think Mo Alie-Cox is going to go away. I still think he's going to have that touchdown upside. But in terms of opportunity, Trey Burton's the guy to go get.
All right. Now, Anthony, we should start to wrap up because it is 6:30. And actually, Anthony, this Tuesday night football game starts at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
So we should start to wrap it up. But, Anthony,
back-to-back games, Trey Burton, five targets, back-to-back.
Yes. Yep. I know. Anybody else you want to mention or any other questions that we have from the listeners?
No questions. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I'm pretty much set. I think you try and sneak in there. I mean, we mentioned Justin Jackson, Mike Williams. These are players that are on bye. So some folks might not be. I know Williams had a hell of a game, and he's the talk of the town right now. So maybe yes, maybe no. But I think some people might just say, you know what, he's on bye. So everybody's going to forget about him. I'll come get him next week. So maybe you swoop in ahead of time. As long as you're not going to affect anything else going on by dropping a player. So I just want to kind of put that out there. You know, J.D. McKissic is another running back I like, and I think that's pretty much it, Anthony. I think that's all I have got to say. I think that's it, man.
Yeah, today the Packers, for what it's worth, they activated St. Brown from IR. MVS, it's not going to happen. Lazard, he's on the injured reserve list. Maybe, I'm not going to tell you to add him, but keep an eye on St. Brown. See if he gets any work. He could absolutely blank and get zero targets, but he could also be utilized in a projected high-scoring game against Tampa Bay this week. And if he is utilized, there's a good chance that St. Brown overtakes MVS as the wide receiver too. It's wide open. Really, right now, the wide receiver two's Aaron Jones and Bobby Tonyan.
Very good. All right, Anthony, anything to say before we ride off into the sunset today?
Yes, if you are listening right now on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe. Leave us a 5-star rating and a 5-star review telling everyone why you love the show and why we are the best at what we do here at the FF Face Off. Because the more subscriptions, ratings, or reviews that we get, the more people we can help dominate their fantasy football leagues and raise their NFL IQ as a whole. We will be back on Thursday with part one of our 2-part Week 6 preview, where we really want to talk about the games, but as long as you guys keep asking your start and sit questions and your lineup questions and you keep engaging, we're going to throw our script out the window and pay attention to you guys.
That's it. Damn straight. So there you go. Thank you for tuning in, folks. We wholeheartedly appreciate your support, asking questions on air. And again, when you guys are doing that, wherever you are, Twitch, Periscope, YouTube, make sure you're subscribing. Just help us out. It helps us out immensely. And again, we can build this show to be even bigger and even better if you can imagine it. But yes, we'll catch you guys on Thursday and Friday. Enjoy a rare Tuesday Night Football. Hopefully we don't have any more hiccups for the rest of the week headed into Week 6. But for now, stay thirsty, be kind to one another, and we'll catch you on the flip side. Cheers.